here today to our fifth annual remembrance procession. We felt it was important this year that we should invite more of our extended supporter to this annual event. This remembrance and demonstration protest take place within the context of a serious attacks upon the black community and the wider community in general.
Now, Leon was arrested on a Saturday, and then 6 days later he was found naked and unconscious on a cell floor. Now, he'd been unconscious for 48 hours, naked but for one sock. He had every bodily function all over him. He was covered in vomit. There was a hospital 500 yards away from the Manchester police station that he was in.
Roger was a 30-year-old black man who died following being restrained by officers from Tottenham Police Station in London. He collapsed following being restrained on January the 11th, 1999, and it's taken the system well over 4 years to have an inquest into his death. After hearing 4 weeks of evidence, the jury concluded 3 weeks ago that he was killed unlawfully. That means that the officers involved killed him, and it's an act of unlawful manslaughter. And we are now awaiting a decision from the Crown Prosecution Service to decide whether or not they're going to press charges against the officers.
It took 3 inquests to find out how my brother died. The first inquest had to get stopped because the custody sergeant's wife was on the jury. At the second inquest, it was proved that the toxicologist falsified the evidence by putting my brother's name to somebody else's samples who died of a drug overdose. I managed to get an unlawful killing verdict.
From the family point of view, the situation is totally unsatisfactory because we've had to wait 4 years. We've gone through a due process, which was an inquest, and the conclusion was that he was unlawfully killed. As far as we're concerned, those officers should just go straight to jail.
It took them 2 years to overturn this verdict, so they could be comfortable with that he died from hypomania, which nice way of saying he went mad and killed himself.
Roger Sylvester!
Jail the killers now!
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 We're here today to remind you that this procession is to highlight what we see as an ongoing war against the black community and ordinary working people within this country. Up to one death a week takes place in police custody, but yet there is no acknowledgement of this fact.
I can't predict the future. All I can assure you is of our commitment to eradicate any kind of racism within the police service and to deal with everybody with the maximum possible care according to their needs. Certainly it's nothing anybody wants to have anybody come to any kind of harm in any kind of detention.
The amount of drugs that was in Ricky's body, it was about 50 carat, the current size. Which way, how would he swallow that? Because nothing was found in his stomach. Ricky's heart was in perfect condition, his brain was in perfect condition. Ricky never had a record for no drugs at all. So if his heart, all his organs was in perfect condition, not consistent of somebody who isn't an addict or ever take drugs, how could Ricky have that amount of drugs in his mouth? Clearly, the officer put the drugs in Ricky's mouth with their fingers, with a baton, and they covered up. And when Ricky was said he couldn't breathe, the only black officer there, Sergeant Martin, which he said the buck stopped with him, refused to talk to Ricky or give Ricky any assistance. when Ricky was taken to hospital, he was handcuffed. Before he was taken to hospital, we can hear some of the police officer saying black people shit that make Brixton like look what it is today. In front of the senior officer, Ricky asked to let his trousers be pulled up, his pants pulled up, and he was told that's what people like him will get if was arrested.
No, I, the Commissioner, and all my colleagues absolutely abhor any kind of racism within the police, and we are very committed to removing it.
We as a community, whether we be black or white, need to come together in a mighty force to do something about these vicious attacks and killings which are taking place.
Well, hello everybody, my name is Pauline Campbell and I'm from Cheshire. I'm here in London today to protest at the appalling death of my 18-year-old daughter Sarah Elizabeth Campbell in Stile Prison, Cheshire, on the 18th of January this year. Those of you who don't know Cheshire very well, may I tell you that Stile Prison has a most horrendous record, and in the 12-month period ending August this year, six women have died at that prison.
And it's just to show that we are in solidarity one with another, because what has happened to Joy, it's not only for Joy, but it's for each and every one of us. We don't know what will happen to us tomorrow, because the police have got a license to kill.
That's right.
They killed Joy. Joy didn't kill herself.
That's right.
Neither did Robert Sylvester kill himself. Neither did Grant Douglas kill himself. All these people that the names have been called out, they were willfully killed.
That's right.
They were not accidentally killed. They were willfully killed, whether in the prison, whether in the street, whether in their homes, in the mental homes, or in the hospital, or wherever they got killed, they were deliberately killed, and they should be killed.
Joy Gardner.
We remember.
James Grafton.
We remember.
Richard Hannigan.
We remember.
Glenn Howard.
We remember.
Paul Jamott.
We remember.
Gigi Lapite.
We remember.
Alton Manning.
We remember.
Kevin Oakey.
We remember.
Richard O'Brien.
We remember.
Leon Patterson.
We remember.
Michelle Pearson.
We remember.
Mikey Powell.
We remember.
Robert Rajano.
We remember.
Kenneth Severin.
We remember.
Ibrahim Say.
We remember.
Asita Sims.
We remember.
Harry Stanley.
We remember.
Robert Strange.
We remember.
Dylan Sutherland.
We remember.
Roger Sylvester.
We remember.
James Taylor.
We remember.
Jamie Thomas.
We remember.
Sarah Thomas.
We remember.
Victoria Willis.
We remember.
Sarah Campbell.
We remember.
Joseph Scholes.
We remember.
Please do remember. That is just a small number of the names that we remember.
Whether it be the police, whether it be in the psychiatric hospitals, or whether it be in the prisons, we're not just here today to remember them, but we're here today to say enough is enough. We're here today to state emphatically that the killers of Roger Sylvester should be put on trial. We're here to say that the killers of Christopher Alder should be put on trial. So we're not here today just in terms of remembering. We're here to say that we want justice. And as what we'll say later on within our procession and with our protest, as long as there is no justice, there shall be no peace.
You're all here, you're all looking on, and you're all giving us your empathy and your sympathy. Join our marches every year, sign our petitions, make a noise for us. We are the silent minority. Make us the majority. Make us heard. Make them listen to us. We don't ask for much, just truth. That's all. We only want to know how our loved ones died. That's not too much to ask for.
Well, I think that the truth is that death in custody is this country's dirty secret. We like to promote ourselves as having the world's best police force. And it is untrue, because when police officers are guilty of killing people, the system closes ranks and protects them. And that's totally unsatisfactory. And what we want to do is we want to raise the issue and raise the alert, the public awareness on this issue, because a lot of people simply don't know what is happening. I think the system has successfully managed to keep it a secret and to keep what we're saying under wraps. And they do that in a number of ways, one of which is that, you know, for us, they've frustrated the process. It's taken, you know, 4 years to get justice. So, you know, by pressurising and by raising public support and public awareness, hopefully the public will realise what's going on and they will bring pressure to bear on the system, and that's what needs to happen.
But what really saddens me is that this is the fifth year, and every year there's always a new face, new families. This has got to stop. How much longer? How much more can we take? I mean, look around you today. What are we surrounded by? We're surrounded by police officers. The irony of it all. They're here to protect and serve us. And while they're doing that, they're taking our lives. That cannot continue. We march from this spot here to the seat of government. Justice is blind in that seat of government because it continues to turn a blind eye to our plight. My brother is not a casualty of war. Myrna Simpson's daughter is not a casualty of war. Michael Powell is not a casualty of war. These are living, or were living, breathing human beings that belong to us. So what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to just take this, or do we have to take this fight forward? We have to take this fight forward. But we can't do it alone. We beg and we plead with the public to join us in highlighting these cases, to take them forward, so that there will come a day when there is a successful prosecution of a prison officer, of a police officer, of a nurse in a mental institution that blindly takes the lives of our loved ones.
But it's for everyone not to kill each other, you know, and I just thank you all for coming here and for remembering each and everyone that have been killed in this manner. Joy was brutally murdered, not even killed, but murdered in front of her 5.5-year-old son, Graham. And, you know, it was so awful. But thank God, I am still trying to live beyond everything. And I will support the demonstration for justice, and I will support the film, and I want you people who haven't seen the film, there is a film, Mark Injustice, and I want you people to watch the film, and you will find out the truth, because the film is the truth of what happened to our dear loved one, or most, or some, not most, some of our dear loved ones.
I made a film called Injustice, which is a film about people that have been killed by the police. It's a film about the struggles of the families for justice. It follows the whole process. It's a film about resistance, and that's what the film is about, really. When we made the film, the police tried to kill it in the same way they'd killed the people in the film, and we haven't let them do that. We've made sure that the film is still alive, and even after 3 years, the film is going around Britain and around the world, in all kinds of places, underground and overground as well. And, you know, the families that are featured in the film and other families who have lost people at the hands of the state, the police, the prison service, are using the film as a weapon to get what they want, which is these officers inside prison.
I just want everybody to unite and fight, because people have got power. And if we demonstrate, and if we fight, and if we put out our voices, then something have to be done, and then we'll get justice one day.
So lie to the merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, songs of freedom. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Have no fear for atomic energy, and none of them can stop the time. How long can they kill our brothers while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it, got to fulfill the book. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption song, songs of freedom. Freedom, 'cause all we ever have,